The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, October 7th, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, Linda and I are here, but then so is Bad Bob, who is up right now giving us the latest.
Well, a couple of things I want to find out, and I'm sure we do too. They're supposed to be. In fact, I drove through a coffee place this morning, and they asked me about the lunar moon. You going to get up in the morning and see the lunar moon at 4:30? And I said, isn't there – it's the eclipse. And I said, you know what? Our producer is a kind of a scientific type of guy. Let me find out from him what the plan is.
I'm afraid you have caught me flat-footed.
it's the blood moon. The blood moon.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. Well, they called it the eclipse. Yeah. Was supposed to be at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, the lunar eclipse, yes. Right. And we've had a couple of them, very spectacular ones, over North America in the past few years. Far more frequent, of course, than a total solar eclipse, because things have to line up a little more precisely for a solar eclipse. But it is fun to watch.
Why don't you get up tomorrow morning about 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
You've got the video equipment. Why don't you video it?
Find out.
And then bring it in. We'll put it on the air.
We'll find
so
out.
So everybody can see it.
We'll look into that during our program this morning so we can give you more information.
I have
because
a big,
it's okay. Historical.
It is. You know, thanks for bringing that one up.
Sorry about that, Bob.
Does it affect the weather?
I don't know. We'll find out. Bob can well, he's going to be looking at it right now. But, you know, there's nothing about this in the National Weather Service forecast. It just says it's going to be sunny today with temperatures at 91. Tonight, mostly clear with 58. Wednesday and Thursday, again, we're in the 80s, kind of the high 80s on Wednesday, 89, mostly sunny on Thursday with 83, partly cloudy in the evenings. Friday looks like it's going to be around 85, and that's, you know, temperate for this time of year. We love it. We're getting into the fall. Kind of wish we're getting into the fall. It is fall. It should be interesting to see the moon when it's warm out.
But it's 100 degrees.
Well,
there's something wrong
it should
there.
Be interesting when we watch that moon, because I do want to set the alarm. I know you're think I'm crazy. Tomorrow I'm going to be like bags under my eyes, but that's the way it is. We have a long day tomorrow with a lot of media things, but I just think it's really important. I missed going out underneath when the moon was the closest it was going to be to the earth. I remember we could see it from our dining room window, and it was beautiful, and it was clear, like I guess they say when you hung the moon, it was during these times when people wrote these beautiful songs or poems. But to be able to see a full eclipse one more time in my lifetime, I think it would be fantastic. And so I'm going to get up at 4:30 to do that.
All right.
Anyway,
yes,
the weather
yes,
is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, always every day here on KCNR in the morning. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're where they are locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts as well, 365-3793.
You know,
Bob. Now you have
actually, that's 4:45 a.m., is the beginning, so you have to add three. So it'll be 7:45 a.m., and the phenomenon is that you will, at the same time...
It's 4:45 a.m. on the East Coast?
East Coast, yes.
Oh, so she doesn't have to get up?
Yeah, she doesn't have to get up.
So how
early.
Can you see something at 7:45?
The sun is just coming up as the moon is just going down, which means the shadow, instead of being kind of vertical... Mm-hmm. is actually going to be horizontal. It's an extremely rare alignment, and that's what's so special
about it. Is that what they call it, a blood moon?
It'll be I don't think it's – yeah, it'll be a total bit, yeah, but as it progresses, the shadow is actually traversing almost horizontally across the surface of the moon, which is a rare event.
We'll be on the air, so I'm kind of curious how we can – where the moon will
be. We'll all run out, and there'll be 5 minutes of silence here. We'll just play music. Hey, I want to say something about Chuck Kenny and his wife who own Shasta Gas Propane. They are in the process of rehabbing tanks and all this, and I just talked to Chuck yesterday. He's going to be on the show a little bit later on this month. And they're hiring veterans to do this. And so far they've hired, I think, 7 veterans. But he'll be more specific about it when he comes here to do these things. So he's hiring veterans for the job. And I think that's great. The other thing is a big shout-out to Ruth Angel because Ruth, after hearing the Enjoy the Store talking and everybody going on about
beer brittle,
she went down there yesterday and she bought jalapeno. Peanut brittle is amazing, she writes. Oh. And then she brought us a bag of brittle.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Which I hid because Bob kept coming around. Kind of, he says, do you smell beer brittle?
And let me if that's not what you call a loyal listener.
You know what? And a friend. You know what? Yeah. And a friend. Bruce, thanks a lot for that. Because it somehow already got opened, and I think somebody ate a piece of it. I'm not sure.
Hey, front page this morning. Fantastic. We had her on yesterday. Barbara Harrison, if you're listening this morning, you know we love you. A shout out to you. Of course, she has been Citizen of the Year, Woman of the Year, Volunteer of the Year. She drives very her life and what she gets behind a very hard with a lot of passion and intensity. She's one of those people. She takes no prisoners. She beats you once you're in the cage.
And then once you're in there with her and on her side, she beats you just to make sure that you stay in line.
And tells you quit your bitching, you know,
quit
in the middle.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit, quit your bitching and put it on. Anyways, we had a fitting yesterday at Red Fox and, so Friday, I've been, you know, thank you very much. I've been asked to model 4 different outfits, and Barbara was there. She's there every step of the way. I don't like that. I like that, you know. So even the shop owners are like, well, I'm out. I don't have any choice on this one. If Barbara doesn't like it, it doesn't go in. So
No, it's true. I mean, when Barbara walks in someplace, you know, I've seen grown men that just
start to
just,
pee
they,
on their
they,
pants.
They have dropped, yeah, they drop on their back and they pee on themselves. Yeah. What do you want? What do you want?
Yeah.
And it's, I include myself.
Woman's
in that
a force
group.
Of nature.
She is there, and there's another one like her, but this is about Barbara. This, you know, and her name starts with D. Domke. And there's a couple others, but nobody is like Barbara Harrison.
Yeah.
And we love Barbara Harrison for everything she does. And I tell you what, it's not easy. Barbara, she has physical ailments just like everybody else, but she drives herself to help other people. So a front page story on Barbara Harrison, you say, oh, it's front page. Well, yeah, but you know what? If everybody did as much as Barbara did, we wouldn't have 10% of the problems we have in Reading.
No,
and I mean that.
It's the third annual Fashion Fund fundraiser for Make-A-Wish, and it's also for the Wings of Angels. It's from 6 to 9 this Friday at the Wind River Casino and Hotel. Tickets are $25 each. You want to talk about here's fashions from Red Fox, Carousel, models. There would be a Texas Hold'em tournament with a $40 buy-in, and a weekend in Las Vegas is going to be raffled. Here's what you do. You give a call to 224-2270, 224-2270. We have a couple tickets we're going to be giving away later. And here's what we talk about also in the same breath as far as community involvement. So today at 10 o'clock a.m., got a call from a very good friend. Her name is Missy. And she said
let's narrow that one down.
She said, what are you doing? And, you know, of course, I'm going to try to make this work. At 10 o'clock, Bethany, who owns La Tida and is my hairstylist, is going to be putting in pink ribbons. There is a woman in town. The reason I'm saying this, there's a woman in town. I do not know who I'm talking about, actually, who is having major, major surgeries, several surgeries, who has cancer. And, you know, of course, it's Think Pink Month, but she's having a lot of things. And plus, she's going through, like, losing her house and divorce. What? It's just like huge trauma. And trauma, and what do? Is we try to help as a community. So Bethany's putting these little pink ribbons in your hair that have like extensions, pink extension hair things in it. 5 minutes to weave it in. And all the proceeds from that are going to go to this woman. And so I get a call.
What a great idea.
10 minutes before I leave the house from Missy saying, well, come down at 10 and Mike Mangus is going to cover it. And I said, well, I'll donate anyway. She goes, no, I'm not asking you for it. I said, well, I don't know if I can make up, but, you know, these are the kinds of things that make our community so beautiful because we help our own.
I think that's, you know, I think that's wonderful. You know what? And you know what? That is a good reason to do things. And I understand that completely. And it's something else that helps our community. All right. One last thing before we take a break. Since we've talked about, well, you know what we've talked about? We talked about people that have helped the community and other people on how to help the community. The last thing is, it's Cowboy Up Think Pink 5th Go-Round Fundraiser. This Saturday, October 11th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. is a happy hour. And then from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., a steak dinner, entertainment, and dancing to music by Northern Traditions.
Hoo-ha.
So you can get a hold of somebody. You can get a hold of Kip at 941-8381 or Sandy at 226-2954. It's Cowboy Up. It's Cowboy Up Think Pink 5th go-around fundraiser for NorCal Think Pink Breast Cancer Awareness and the Reading Rodeo Association Youth Scholarship. Dr. Primula Danuka is going to be with us today talking about breast cancer. The only Dr. Danuka is the only female oncologist in the whole area up here. And she's been on before several times and got great information about this. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Jet service to Reading, is that true? Walmart in the health insurance. And a rock icon passes away. We'll be right back.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it has been an honor for me to serve on the Reading City Council these last 8 years. The future of Reading is bright. We still have many serious issues facing us as we move forward. Issues like pension reform, roads, water, and above all, the rising crime rate in the city of Reading. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
My name is Mimi Mosley. Growing up, I learned I was responsible for the choices I made. Since moving to Reading, I've seen how my choices can truly make a difference as a small business owner and resident. I'm choosing to vote across party lines to make this important change to our city council. This change will be historic as it betters Reading. I believe Francie Sullivan loves Reading dearly and feels a calling to make the tough changes needed. Francie is always on duty as she encourages small business owners, listens to the concerns of her city, and pushes for a safe Reading. Francie's heart is to launch new jobs as well as bring safety back to our homes. Francie has faithfully managed Reading's resources and commits to continue this hard work. November 4th, the choice is yours, and you are responsible for that choice. I'm choosing to vote for two new city council members to help Francie achieve these goals as we live and work in this great city. My name is Mimi Mosley, and I choose Francie.
I'm Francie Sullivan. I want to make Reading the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
On some reservation.
Well, this was one of the ones that blared out of the speakers of my truck.
Let's go into the chorus.
The tomahawk and the bowie knife took away our.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Yeah, you know what?
You can talk
Cherokee
over it.
Cherokee Nation, yeah, is Paul Revere of Paul Revere and the Raiders passed away day before yesterday.
Cherokee Nation, turn it up.
Cherokee tribe.
Come on.
So proud you live. So proud you die.
All right, Paul Revere. His name is Paul Revere Dick was his name. And he came out of Idaho and started a, it was a garage band. And met a young kid named Mark Lindsay who came on and bespectacled geek, as he was put, got on the stage and sang, and they got together, and Paul Revere and the Raiders was born. Their first big song was Louie Louie, and then they went on from there. And he was 76 when he passed away. Now, here's the thing is that he was still touring to just a few months ago, and it was just got too hard for him. And I came home, but I was, then after you read that, then you read about what's Lindsay doing. He's touring. They have like Monsters of Rock, or they have all these shows like that go around with, you know, these stars from back then. So they're all touring. They're all still working in their 70s, if you can believe that.
Well,
And I say that because here comes the Beach Boys are rolling in here to the Civic Center, Civic Auditorium
you
here
can't
in January.
Stop.
I mean, the Beach Boys. Well, I looked at a photo of them. It's at least one of the Beach Boys,
oh,
or
well,
maybe
you
two.
Know what? All
maybe
people,
two, but I think there's one.
Many of the people who love listening to the Beach Boys are also that age.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that it's kind of like those classic cars. When you hear that music, you become ageless. Probably when you get behind those cars and you build those cars, you become ageless. What's wrong with that? I mean, I don't know. I think it's great. And music, good music never dies. It's kind of like when I go back and do the classics. You know, I don't care where I am. I could be with 23-year-olds. Oh, Dean Martin was so cool. You know, classic is classic. And the Beach Boys were part of, again, they're the fabric of our lives.
Right. Okay. Things that are happening.
All right. I'm going to go through the top stories. And you pick out, this is what, when I read the six, seven, or how many top stories are, and then we'll go to the number one story. Okay. Sexual harassment rampants in restaurant. This is just a weird thing. There's so much sexual stuff around this one. Actor Stephen Collins admits to molestation. Matt Kemp rips home plate umpire for Dodgers loss. Dallas Ebola patient gets experimental drug. New Jersey preschooler's first confirmed enterovirus death. Spain investigates Ebola-infected nurse. Gay marriage ruling will impact elections in 2016. USA reacts to surprise gay marriage ruling. J.K. Rowling drives fans crazy with teaser tweets. And the top story, American veterans joined Kurdish fighters to battle ISIL.
Yes.
Not ISIL.
ISIL. Right. Well, okay, I can pick out on some of these. Yeah, the Supreme Court clears the path for gay marriage. They refuse to listen to the case, which clears the clears in like 12 states for gay marriages to begin, which brings the total if the states go along with it, which they will because they all fall under that same lower court ruling, could bring it to 30 states that allow gay marriage. So I think that, frankly, what the Supreme Court just did was it did two things. Gay marriage, states can probably stop fighting it.
I guess, depending on the state, because I think they had one state, they ruled against it. However, the Supreme Court has refused to hear it. The other thing it is, it'll give a boost to the Republicans, believe it or not, because they don't have to get into that fight. And the other thing, the Americans going to join the Kurds of Kurdish, they're Kurdish descent here, going back to fight against ISIL. ISIL has now taken a Syrian town on the border. The Turks are saying this is really serious. The Turkish army's lining up tanks alongside the border. We're doing bombing in that area, but we can't because we can't really be effective there. Yeah, imagine that. Because they're already in town, inside the city, fighting. They've already, there's parts of the city that's under the control of ISIL with the black flag flying. However, the Syrian flag is also flying over to other parts of the city. So the battle is still on. Of course, what is President Obama doing? Oh, we're not going to put troops on the ground. Yet everybody around him says we're not going to be able to do this without troops on the ground. The Kurds are armed with 1980 types weapons. ISIL, of course, is armed with the latest and greatest that they've captured. If you look at what they've controlled in the big parts of swaths of countries, you know, all the way down as south as in Iraq as Ramadi. And I remember Ramadi when the Marines left the last time. Soccer fields have been built. Everybody was walking around. There was no problems there. Of course, that's when we still had troops there, which, you know, of course, kept the lid on things and kept their armed forces straight, kept them trained. But, of course, you know, but then President Obama saw fit to pull all of the forces out of Iraq, saying they wouldn't sign a status of forces agreement, which we all know is, as this comes by with Panetta, his own CIA guy and Department of Defense guy says it's not true. It could have happened. I mean, this is that indictment by Panetta is just, I mean, it is leveling. And he said the people around Obama didn't want him to sign it. They just wanted to get out of there. And, you know, so what's it led to 3 years later? We're putting troops back into the field. And if you don't think we're going to have troops on the ground, we already have troops on the ground. We already have 500 troops, soldiers, and Marines on the ground training. And if you don't think we have covert operations going all around there, come on. That's why they're called covert. And how many contractors do we have on the ground? That's the other thing. Oh, no, we don't have any American forces on the ground. However, we are paying these contractors to be over there to do the same things.
Well, this guy, this article, like many Americans, Jordan Mattson is outraged by the brutality of the Islamic State, but unlike virtually every other American, he decided to take on the militants head on. Either 28-year-old Wisconsin man is recovering in a hospital where he his foot was injured. But he couldn't just sit and watch Christians being slaughtered anymore, he said in an interview with USA Today. I got sick of giving online sympathy. 5 minutes of lip service does nothing. These people are fighting for their homes, for everything they have. See, this is the beautiful thing about Americans, and I'm sure many other human beings across in the world, but just can sit back and watch somebody be slaughtered.
Well, at the same time, they arrested a Chicago 18-year-old Chicago Muslim who was trying to head over to Turkey to join ISIL. Because he thought, you know, the what's happening in this country and how our kids are surrounded by depravity and all this must stop. And he was going to go over there and fight with ISIL and the FBI and whatever this other overreaching authority we have here. Got him at the airport. So other things. VA finally fires four executives for malfeasance in office, for not getting the job done. One of them in charge of all the contracting for jury rigging bids. And then one of them, however, had already put his retirement papers in. So and now that's four. I'd like to see him start working, really getting at it and get rid of these people there that are getting these huge salaries and are, you know, frankly, don't even like veterans. So they started with four of them, but they need all of them? How about all of them? How about we just take the money we spend on the VA, and I hate to say this almost, take a large portion of it and give it to the veterans and tell them, okay, here, you can get we can make sure you're taken care of in really good hospitals and all this. How about we do that to a couple other organizations like the Department of Education, Department of Energy? I mean, are things better Are things better since the Department of Energy came into its own under Carter? It's grown 1,000 times. It's billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. And what's happened? The price of oil and gas keeps going up. We still have all these problems. But we have a Department of Energy which hires all these bureaucrats. Can you imagine if somebody came in and ran for president and said these words? I will cut government by 10% during these 4 years. In the next 4 years, I'll cut it by another 10%. I'll do this by attrition. As people leave, I'm not going to fire people, but I will do it by attrition, and I will make them work like a regular business does, is that they will work at the hours and at the level that private business does to get the job done. You know, right away, I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican. I'd have to really think and look at this person and say, you know what, that's a pretty good idea. Anyway, okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And let me say something about Leonard. Leonard has put in a goodly amount for Liberty on the Border. He is supporting this great exhibit at Turtle Bay. And I can't say enough about that. So a big shout out to Leonard for that at Four Winds Jewelry. But the other thing is his estate jewelry.
Estate jewelry, and also a watch repair. You go in and get your battery fixed in your watch. If you've got a watch that's gotten water in it or funky, they rebuilt Carl's watch. It wasn't like it was a $1,000 watch, but he liked his watch. And he said, I don't need a new watch. I just want this one fixed. So the guy that works with Leonard is really the only real watch repairman in take apart and redo guy. And while you're in there, you'll see some wonderful pieces. He's an expert on opals. He does get estate jewelry. He's got some wonderful Indian pieces and diamonds. Anything that you could possibly want or need, he can get it for you, too.
Christmas is coming up.
He's been in the business for over 40 years. And anyway, so Leonard, that is Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with some special guests in the house. Casey and our 1460.
Hello, my name is Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I'm prepared to make Reading the place our community desires and deserves. I'll bring new jobs to Reading, make sure our city is safe, and maintain our infrastructure. I've been endorsed by the Reading Peace Officers Association, Reading Firefighters Association, and the Shasta Builders Exchange. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. 7:34 in the morning. It is October the 7th. 63.8 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee and other drinks. You can buy any type of coffee there. It's getting to be, you know, it's getting to be gift time, and they've got it all there. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. You got presents in there too, you know, boxes of cigars and grab bags. And of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well, coming up in just a minute, we have Kelly O'Leary, who will be here to talk about one of the best shows of the year, and that's the Gem and Mineral Show. But right now, before we get there, we've had a caller who is on the phone to talk about Proposition 1 and 2 and the doggone water bill. Let's get down to it. And welcome to the show. Good morning, Jim Nielsen.
Good morning, Northern California, and Carl and Linda Bott.
How you doing, Senator? How you doing?
Well, in the cotton business, we say fair to middling. And that's a pretty good grade of cotton. I'm doing fair to middling. A couple of things I wanted to mention, that the legislature has kind of been a squalid place this year and a very frustrating place. I want to talk about one other issue very quickly. But the water bond Proposition 1 was a hard-wrought compromise that ended up being bipartisan with only two no votes. What's significant about it, it'll be the first water storage opportunity we've had since the State Water Project in Oroville. That was in the mid-60s that got completed. This will provide $2.75 billion that will go to storage that will likely be Sites Reservoir in Colusa County and Temperance Flat. It was quite a battle. The governor only wanted to go $2 billion storage. We already had $3 billion on the ballot from a proposition that passed the legislature in 2009. It's been held out there awaiting a vote. That was withdrawn, and a lesser bond of $7.5 billion was put on the ballot, again, with bipartisan support, which totally surprised me. I didn't know there was going to be that substantial a vote for it till the vote actually happened. But the key is, for the first time, having storage. There's continuous appropriation, so the legislature cannot hold it hostage each year. The area of origin language that we already have in statute, in addition, is in this water bond.
Well, what a great, this is great. This is good, then. A bipartisan bond that's going to fund water storage. But, you know, it sounds like it's a good deal.
Yep, it really is. Sites Reservoir, like it would be the first. It could be 6 years ahead before the reservoir is completely filled, but construction should be able to begin very soon. It's very, very far along the process. Temperance Flat in Fresno County will take a little longer, but that's significant. The other one is Prop 2, which is the so-called Rainy Day Fund. What's significant about that, and it was amazing to me that Democratic colleagues went along with it, they had various reasons, but the bottom line, it passed. It's on the ballot. It sets aside out of the state budget each year 1.5% automatically off the top goes into the rainy day fund. That in itself is good, and as a governor to the budget, like a governor on your engine, it holds back spending by 1.5% every year just because it goes into that rainy day fund. And read it in your ballot proposition. There are provisions that make it much harder for the legislature to take that and spend on anything other than debt and economic emergencies.
So
I guarantee you the legislature will try to figure out ways to do that, but there are the restrictions that are real.
Okay, so that's good then.
That's good. One of the bad things, though, and I'm just bemoaning after the fact, this year, Carl and Linda, the legislature passed two bills that changed the family law codes of the state of California. One of them takes the words husband and wife out of the code. The other takes the words mother and father out of the codes. So husband and wife, mother and father, do not exist in the state of California anymore in law.
Isn't that interesting?
It was really almost infuriating to me. And I was the only one that got up and debated against it.
So
and that was also disappointing.
So there's no mother and father anymore in law. What are they called?
Husband and wife are to be referred to as spouse. And mother and father are to be referred to on the birth certificates. The generic reference will be each parent, not mother and father. We're not going to have mothers and fathers anymore. We're going to have each parent.
Well,
and
we're just...
Carl, there was little opposition to this.
It's pathetic.
Little opposition.
It's pathetic. I mean, I don't, whether they're people are the same sex or not, and according to the Supreme Court, it makes no difference, and everybody can get married. But at least, you know, there should be like a mother and father, shouldn't there be? Or what do you call them? I mean, do you call them, you know, daddy-daddy or mommy-mommy? I'm not sure.
No, you call them each parent now. That's what it says.
I guess you could call them
hi parent.
I don't know. It's, you know what? I don't know what it is, Jim. It's just us. We just... is it moving too fast? What's going on here?
Well, I don't know, but I do know it undermines the family structure, yeah. And that's not good for society.
No, it's not.
It is the root cause of the crime wave we've got in California. The breakdown in the family structure, where those children have what I call a broken heart. They were not loved and nourished by a mother and a father, an extended family, and that's a huge problem in our society.
It is.
At least there's some good news. We've got maybe a chance to get some water, and we've got a little bit of a woe to the state budget.
That's great. Senator Jim Nielsen called in with an update. Jim, thank you so much. And it'll help clear up a few things on this ballot.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen.
Have a wonderful day, folks.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, Senator.
You know, I'm wondering in that same breath if those people who have a child that's born, if they can choose, you know, like you have like a template that you can go, I want the A sheet or the B sheet. B sheet means I'm just old school and I'm going to have mommy and daddy.
Have mother and father on there?
Birth mother, birth father.
You're basing this on a very small percentage.
And there
of
are two women that decide to have a child or two men that decide to have a child. You know, that should be another certificate that, you know,
says parent
and that's
parent.
Okay.
Yeah, what's
it's
wrong
just
with
a
that?
Different gender, okay? It's a gender thing. Do your own thing, but don't. This is where I'm feeling all of our rights are being infringed on.
And if you look at the percentage of gay males, you know, goes anywhere from 2 to 3% of the. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, first of all, you know, the Supreme Court has said, okay, they can marry. Okay, that's fine. But why can't there be a mommy, daddy, a mother, father on a legal document? Well, I mean, what if you want that? I'm the father. She's the mother. We want that on the document. I'm sorry, you can't do that. It's parent and parent.
Well, maybe this is why people are
I don't know. It's just, you know, why can't you have that option? I mean, they give you the option for everything else.
It takes a village to raise a child.
Well, you know, and you know, they, oh, good, Hillary. I can't wait till she makes a run. I hope she makes a run. You know what? You know why I hope she makes a run at it? Because they are going to take her apart, and then maybe it can drive a stake through the Clintons. You know, my sister hears it. She's going to go, you know. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break early because Kelly's sitting here going, oh, my God.
What did I get into here?
Oh, my God, I'm in the middle of this.
Hey, let's come back and let's talk about, you know, something that's beautiful and real and natural. Hello. And those are the minerals
you
that
know,
grow.
It really kind of upsets me about this whole thing, and you're right. And up until you said that about – Why can't I have the option of putting mother, father on this? And there's no such thing as parents anymore. They're husband, wife, they're spouses. Okay. I mean, why can't you have two documents? I mean, you're already printing things in Tagalog and Korean. Why can't you just put those two changes on it?
And it'd be called normal. Old-fashioned.
Yeah,
it could be old-fashioned progressive. Values.
And then you can have old-fashioned, and you can have progressive on the different. Okay, at the top of it says old-fashioned. This one says progressive. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and the Bott. Good morning. It is October the 7th, 63.8 degrees out there today. It's going to be a great day. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professionals are out there training people and all people. And concealed carry, co-ed classes, all women's class, all women classes, private classes, all of these to teach the concealed carry, but also other classes on basic pistol, rifles, hunter safety, all of these. All these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. And for a limited period of time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who are taking the basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call him or NFI at 999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay.
Now. All right, Kelly O'Leary is here. She is the president of Shasta Gem and Mineral Society, patiently waiting to talk to us about the show that's happening Saturday, October 11th, and Sunday, October 12th at the, again, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome to the show this morning.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, Carl and Linda, for having me back.
This is the annual.
This is the annual. This is our 60th anniversary.
My goodness.
We are a nonprofit organization that's been around over 60 years in Shasta County.
Okay, what happens at the show? Give me you drive up. It's a fairgrounds. You go into the one of the exhibit halls. What do we see?
Well, first of all, we want everyone to know this is still a free event. We have high, a lot of costs, but we try to always keep it free. So we are still free. We want the families to come out. We have demonstrators out front, people who be demonstrating soapstone carving, which the kids love.
They're not demonstrating against something. Huh? They're,
no.
They're demonstrating
no,
how
Carl.
To do things. Okay,
calm
I just
down,
wonder.
Carl. Okay, yeah, let's get out of the political. Let's get
full. When you said that, I thought, who would be demonstrating against a Jim and Mineral show and it's not endangered, are they?
These are all happy, happy people.
Happy,
this is
happy,
the happy yeah. place.
Well, people doing hobbies place. That they love. They're fascinated
love.
With.
Okay, right. so we happy, have the happy, soapstone happy. Carving. We have geode cutting. Which are the, you know, the thunder eggs that people love to see what's inside. We have lamp work, bead making with a little torch. We have Steve out front who's going to be cutting cabochons, cutting and polishing rough rock, showing you how to polish the stones. Mm-hmm. We have the Shasta miners and prospectors who are going to be gold panning in the gazebo again. And then we have the dealers who are going to be inside with the displays. And we have raffle. First prize is $100.
Wow.
Second prize is $50. But we have people, the vendors that come from all over. We have several vendors from Oregon this year and several from California who sell things like gemstones, jewelry, sterling silver. And we have some very creative jewelry artists that are going to be there this year. We have things like dinosaur bone, mm-hmm. dinosaur poop that the
wow.
kids
yeah.
love.
Yeah.
You know? Fossils of all kinds, shark teeth fossils, ammonites, all kinds of minerals,
how can you tell
crystals.
How can you tell it's poop?
The scientists tell us so.
Definitely, you can tell. And when we yes. travel back to Colorado,
does it have little bits of toilet paper.
We travel back to Colorado. I know that we were totally in dinosaur country, and I know somewhere yes. at my folks' house they have found something that my grandparents, because they used to be rock hunters, they go out and they just love to do
awesome.
That. It was a hobby of theirs, mm-hmm. and of course they were into. As well, being from that area, turquoise. I think there was mm-hmm. dinosaur. If I'm not mistaken, they even found some jade.
Could be.
How do you find yes. jade out in the desert?
The formation of the earth is what creates everything. It's all heat, pressure, time, temperature. At all, you know, it's different parts of the country. And of course, the plate tectonics play a part in bringing things up from the ocean bottom mm-hmm. and depositing other minerals on top as it rolls. So.
Well, let's talk about the show last year. What was if you had to think about the top things or what something that you were maybe I use this terminology Oprah aha, what happened last year that was just carry forth this year an inspiration.
Well, I think the one thing is that there are so many people who do this as a hobby and just love the natural stones from the earth. And they come from, you know, all over the world. The displays that we're going to have, people will put in displays. I don't know, we have 20 or 30 displays. There are things from all over the world. And nature is so fantastic. We have a kids' booth where there's some going to be posters and some people be doing some things with the kids. And we'll have the little books there that are very educational. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just wonderful to see all the colors of nature, all the natural beauty that we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly O'Leary is our guest. Kelly, how did you get involved with, where did your fascination begin with gems and minerals?
Well, actually, I started, of course, I've always loved jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Probably started very young mm-hmm. with that one. And then my parents started doing the gem and mineral shows back in the 80s, I believe. And so I started helping them, and I learned, you know, people ask me all the time, well, how did you ever learn all the names of all these gemstones and minerals and jaspers and agates? And I go, well, one rock at a time. You know, it's just like learning the names of cars or anything else. And I started helping my folks when I was younger, and I just loved it. And I love the people. The people that are rock hounds and in the business are just what we call down to earth.
Oh, that's cool. No, that's wonderful, Dad. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Good people.
That's
people.
A double meaning there. But,
exactly.
Cool. So you love, what are your expectations this year about how many people are you looking for?
Well, we're hoping for a couple thousand people to come down. And I think the, you know, getting the word out, doing Facebook and doing all these things that we can do these days, really helps get the word out. And, it's just such a great family event. It's a good girls' day out event. It's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is 9 to 5, Sunday is 10 to 4. So we really want everybody just to come out and enjoy, relax, and have a great day.
All right. We're talking about the
Are you going to have the gem stuffing show, the contest?
Gem what?
The gem stuffing, where you take different types of gems and minerals and you stuff them in your pockets and try to run around?
No, we try to discourage that. So okay. We will have people walking
around. The gem stuffing race. It's not stealing. It's a race. You put them out there.
Can you tell what kind of mood he's in today? He's a bad boy.
The kind of people that come to the gem show are also just absolutely down-to-earth people, honest people. We love everybody to come out and have a good time, Carl.
What exactly is a geode?
A geode is another terminology, is a thunder egg. It actually looks almost in the form of a ball, like maybe a large softball. They can get very, very huge, but there are different locations. There's a famous area in Oregon where on the ocean bottom, things tumble and they form balls a lot of times. And then over time, pressure, temperature, mineral content, the inside can be hollow. Or it can be filled with agate material, pictures. Beautiful, I have one that looks like a panda.
Beautiful colors. Wow. Beautiful colors. Yes. There are purples and all types of
different
colors.
Yes, there are amethysts inside.
Amethyst, that's a beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a popular, actually, something that the designers use when they decorate. And do they ever have, like, yellow stones?
Yellow was the citrine. They are actually, amethyst and citrine are both quartz. They just happen to have another mineral inside that gives them the color.
And so that would be indicative of an area?
Well, quartz forms all over the earth. It's the biggest mineral that we have, the most, abundant mineral on the earth. Yes, very much so. And Brazil is probably one of the most famous locations for the citrine and the amethyst, but very top quality amethyst comes from Uruguay.
Wow.
And there will be dealers, at the show that are going to be selling things, the amethyst jewelry, amethyst geodes, amethyst cathedrals, what we call cathedrals, which are the large, beautiful ones, like a little cave. So there will be lots of gorgeous, gorgeous minerals and jewelry and all kinds of wonderful stuff to come see.
All right. Super. Again, we're looking for something to do with your family and just stretch your brain. Go out and enjoy something and support the community. It's free Saturday, October 11th, Sunday, October 12th. And this is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, the Gem and Mineral Show, the 60th anniversary. So come out and you can have go see gems, fossils, minerals, geodes, crystals, beads, and jewelry. There's a silent auction, raffle, door prizes, exhibits, many demonstrations, gold pannings, a kids' booth, and more. Thank you, Kelly, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, we want to do a shout-out to Rich Bay. That's my buddy, and he's, we ride together, and Harleys and all this. Rich took the high side yesterday and went down, and we're keeping track of this via Facebook, and Patty Bay is telling us, but broke his ankle. He has road rash like you can't believe. And road rash, of course, is where you slide your body across the asphalt and gravel. And it leaves all these little tiny marks on you, except the tiny marks then add up to huge marks. And it looks like somebody has taken a very coarse grain sandpaper to your body. Anyway, Rich is alive, and obviously he's getting around. He's at home. And but he's just I saw some of the photos, and they've had to stitch up a few sides, a few spots, a few things, a few parts. But big shout out to him. He's a great guy. And Patty, of course, is just, a dear friend also to Linda and I. And so, Rich, we're thinking about you. And frankly, I realize it hurts and all this, but unless they put pins and steel into your body afterwards, you're getting off lucky, my bud. You're getting off lucky. And so, years later, you still can't go through a metal detector, so that'll go in starting to hum at you. Anyway, get well, and we'll see you soon over there.
Okay, going back to the information that we promised we were going to get to you, and if you heard it the first time, we're just going to read what we just looked up. The second and final total lunar eclipse of 2014 will occur Wednesday morning, just before sunrise in the Eastern time zone. The moon will appear a coppery red, so it's been called a blood moon. It'll look red because of all the sunsets and sunrises from the Earth that will reflect into the lunar surface. You don't need special glasses or gizmos to view it, unlike a solar eclipse, so feel free to stare directly at the moon. Actually, binoculars or telescope would improve the view. Now, that's something that's new. A lunar eclipse occurs when the sun, earth, and full moon form a nearly straight line. Bob was saying this earlier, passes through the Earth's shadow called the umbra. The eclipse will only be visible in its entirety from parts of eastern Australia, New Zealand, eastern Asia, and most of Japan. The Hawaiian Islands and the western part of North America occur to SLOOH.com. All right, we've got to take a break.
Dr. Primla Danuka will join us when we get back and we start talking breast cancer awareness and how to fight it. How to fight breast cancer. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Turkey's president says the Syrian border town of Kobani is now about to fall into the hands of militants from the group calling itself Islamic State. Recep Tayyip Erdogan made the comments today during an address to Syrian refugees at a camp in Gaziantep province, that's near the border with Syria, as well. Less than cheery news today from the International Monetary Fund. It is slightly lowering its outlook for global economic growth for this coming year.
The recovery continues, but it is weak and it is uneven.
That is Olivier Blanchard, economic counselor and director of research at the International Monetary Fund, in comments made today here in Washington. The global lending organization has a more optimistic view of the U.S. economy, which it expects will grow at a rate of 2.2% for the rest of this year. Home prices are higher. SRN's Linda Kenyon has a report.
Real estate data provider CoreLogic says home prices rose 6.4% in August when compared to the previous 12 months. While prices were up, the pace has slowed from the annual gain of 6.8% as measured in July. While the gain in sales prices has slowed, so has the pace of price increases. CoreLogic says that may eventually mean that it'll be easier for more Americans to afford to buy homes.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Meanwhile, the nation's largest retail industry trade group says Americans are expected to spend more money at the highest rate in 3 years, in fact, during the upcoming holiday shopping season. Stopping the spread of Ebola in Dallas, Mayor Mike Rawlings says those who had contact with a patient there are not showing any signs of infection themselves.
Remember, we take these temperatures every two times every day, and we've got zero symptoms, okay, out there. Zero.
On Wall Street, the Dow taking a pounding in early trading right now. It's at about 115 points, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense. Your child will leap ahead, whether they start out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. More at Mathnasium.com or call for a free parent pack. 844-799-5999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-5999. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
Cash machines may be commonplace in many Western countries, but Somalia's first ever such cash withdrawal machine has been installed in the capital city of Mogadishu.
Mogadishu's first cash machine has been installed in the upmarket Jazeera Hotel, which is heavily secured. Some people have been baffled by the buttons on the machine because they've never before had the chance to use one. Somalia's banking sector is virtually non-existent, with many business people and families storing cash in big metal safes sold in the city's markets. Salam Somali Bank says it's planning to open more cash machines.
That's BBC's Mary Harper reporting. Meanwhile, 260 miles above the surface of the earth.
The USU is in the pouch. I'm
Flight engineers Reid Weissman and Alexander Gerst on board the International Space Station beginning their spacewalk, the first routine maintenance spacewalk for the space station in more than a year.
At 7:30 a.m.
This is SRN News. Two arrested members of a criminal gang in Mexico have confessed to 17 of 43 student teachers been missing since a recent demonstration, saying they did in fact kill them. James Bleers has more on this tragic story from Mexico City.
These two are members of the so-called United Warriors gang. They claim that the police chief of the southern city of Iguala, who since fled, ordered student teachers detained. Witnesses saw some of them being driven away in municipal police vehicles. They haven't been seen since. The pair say that they killed 17 of them on a nearby hillside on the orders of one of their own criminal leaders. The state governor and its chief prosecutor say local police have been infiltrated by organized crime. The army has confiscated their weapons, and an investigation into them is already underway.
That report from SRN's James Bleers in Mexico City. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Tuesday, October the 2nd. It is 8:05 in the morning, and our phone numbers here are 605-4567. Grab your phone. It's going to be an interesting hour. We are streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and good morning, MC Angel and Sunny and SF Low. I'm not sure what that means. I'm going to have to figure that one out, or just tell me someday what that means in our chat room and several others. The weather today.
All right, our 10-day forecast, 96 today, it's going to be our highs. You try to say that. 96 degrees low tonight. It was 60, 95 tomorrow. Looks like on Thursday we'll be around 89, Friday 88, Saturday and Sunday back up into the 90s, Monday 87, and then on Tuesday of next week we get down into 74, and then on Wednesday 70, Thursday going down to 67. So, oh yeah, we're getting ready with the sweater weather. Fall is in the air. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are cool. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, of course. And they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And that is Shasta Gas Propane. All right, Carl. We've been waiting for this hour. It's really a special time of year. In October, it's not only fall, but it's a time when we start discussing that it's breast cancer. It's Think Pink. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. There's so much that goes on. We see the football players wearing pink. We see people doing pink, and we talk early prevention.
That's an interesting thing, is that when you're out there and you're watching these football players, 275 pounds of rage, and they're smacking each other down, they're pushing each other, and then they've got pink wristbands, pink shoes, pink things are on their hair. I mean, the whole thing is pink. And you know what? You can't help but kind of a little smile there on your face. But you realize is that people are getting, becoming aware. And that's the whole thing behind this month. And it's working, obviously. And one of the great things that always happens is, of course, Dr. Piyush Dunuka is a regular guest here. And we love having Dr. Piyush Dunuka on. But today, Dr. Premila Dunuka is with us, an oncologist right here. She's the only female oncologist here in Reading, and is here to talk about breast cancer. And I'm sure we can talk about other things, too. Okay, welcome. Hello.
Good morning, Pramila, or we should say Dr. Dunuka. Hematology, Oncology, and Pace Cancer Center. Let's talk about... Well, there we are. See, it's almost like, what happens with a microphone? It's like when you go get your teeth x-rayed. The guy, the technician puts it in there just a certain way and hits your jaw. Yeah. So anyway, welcome to our show this morning.
Thank you, Linda and Carl, for having me on this show. And
thank you for calling me, Pramila.
Okay.
Because being your friend is a greater privilege.
Isn't that nice? Well, that just made my week.
And we met, you know what? We met your sister, and I am going to totally mess this name up.
Geriatrics. She is the only female geriatric doctor in the Reading area as well. Just recently
moved.
At Mercy.
That's right.
Okay.
Help me with her name.
Renu Magu.
Right. Reina?
Renu.
Renu Magu.
Magu.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I should have remembered that. But
welcome to
what
the
a nice lady. I think that the Nuka family is trying to corner the market here. Anyway, okay.
Now, fabulous doctors.
We're talking breast cancer. And the fact is one of the big things that you've said, Prema, is that the breast cancer is not a death sentence.
Absolutely not. Especially nowadays. I mean, we have achieved a lot in this field. It's still, we don't call everybody cured, but we are very much close to it. Today, these statistics are from last year. I mean, we have almost 2.5 million survivors in breast cancer in this country. So, which is great.
Now, if this is one of the types of cancer, if detected early, can be treated and has a great response rate or a great recovery rate.
Absolutely, Carl. Early detection is the key. Screening for high-risk patients and early detection saves lives. And that's the whole crux of this Breast Awareness Month and doing screenings that we do for breast cancer patients.
Now, a lot of the insurance plans cover this totally.
Yes, they absolutely do. And it's actually a good thing to do for yourself and your friends, family, and other people you know. I mean, this is a very good thing to do.
Well, we're talking about that our Dr. Danuka here this morning, Pramila, is an oncologist. So how did you, which means that you are a cancer specialist.
That's right.
But today we're talking about breast cancer. But let's talk a little bit and share with our listeners, because we know that you and Piyush have been really reached out to the community, and we see you now, you know, involved with so many things of what it is to be a major part of the working part of our community. So how did you decide that oncology was going to be your calling as a doctor?
It has a long story behind it. But it is a very touching thing. I mean, I can go back as early as when I was just starting out with my residency, first month of my residency, and I was rotating in oncology floor, not knowing anything what oncology means, not knowing anything what the patients I'm supposed to do with. It was a real experience. Only thing I knew was there was a young lady. I mean, I remember even today distinctly her face, and that probably what was just touched me to my core, you know. So that lady, she was in her early 40s, and she was a single mom, and she had acute leukemia. And I was supposed to take care of her. But she never let it come in front of her in any of her dealings with anybody. And every morning I went and wished her good morning. She would be bright, cheerful, talking to me. And one day I was asking, you know what you have. And she understood it fully. Her only desire, only thing that she desired was that she wanted to see her daughter go to college. She had one child, her daughter, who was in 12th grade at that time. And she that was her only wish. I wish I could see her go to college. And we were trying our hard, you know, best to prolong her life as much as we could. But eventually she did not make it, unfortunately. And she did not see her daughter go to the college. And that was had a great impact on what my decisions were going to be.
You wanted to be in, the one person touched your life that you wanted to be in the battle.
I wanted to be part of the struggle that we, all the cancer patients go through. We're still not there where we can cure them, but at least we can be partnered with them. We can be sharing their pain. We can be sharing their suffering, and we can be understanding to what they are going through.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, if you get the big C that's put, I just think about that because I've had some friends. You get the big C, just the word, all of a sudden your world, I haven't had it, but your world tumbles out of control.
Absolutely.
Who can relate to that except for the doctor caring for you, unless you have a sister or a brother cancer patient?
Yeah.
Your doctor that's there with you walking through what you need to go through. So thank you for having a heart to do that.
It's hard. Sometimes it's very frustrating. Sometimes you try all your best and you don't get results. But still, we try. We try to the best of what we can.
And
that's what we want all our patients and everybody to understand, that this is a difficult battle, but we do our best.
You know, this is, and it's a battle in many cases that can be won. But it's a hard battle.
Some fronts, we win. But some fronts, we don't. And that's where this whole, thrust on early detection comes. Because it really saves life. If we can find cancer early, we can save their life.
Can a month make a difference?
Sometimes it does. Aggressive cancers can make one month can make a difference.
Wow. Okay. Our guest is Dr. Primula Danuka, oncologist here in Reading. Only female oncologist here in Reading. Okay. I'll make sure I put.
Well, some people are worried about people touching their bodies or looking at their bodies if they're the opposite sex. They just don't feel comfortable. Well, we just are here to say that that's a really big deal for some people, and that there is a female oncologist here in town that can help look and walk you through, and let's discover these things together. And hopefully,
your reasoning behind this too is absolutely fantastic.
Early detection.
Well, about coming while you came into the fight, is to be there and to fight the good fight with them and to be with them on their whole trip. That was very, to me, that's a very touching statement that you just made. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about early detection. We're going to talk about where women can get how they should have breast cancer checkups and what to do about that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 8:16 in the morning. 67 degrees out there today.
Hey, Doc Barea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
with the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959. I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta to outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, my name's Brent Weaver. I've spent the last year walking through neighborhoods and learning about the issues Reading residents care most about. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhoods safe and strong. Thank you for your support.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Oh yeah, this is Gwen. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Have you been watching The Voice? Yeah. So cool. Love to see talent, you know, take a chance and put themselves out there, which kind of really, I think, is a great segue into what we're talking about this morning, and that's early detection. And I'm not quite sure why it is. With us this morning is Pramila Danuka, our doctor of oncology this morning. And why would you think that there still is a fear for women, or maybe men, and we're going to talk about all that, to get a mammogram and have to find early detection? What is the fear that you're hearing?
See, the fear is genuine, Linda. I mean, breast cancer is second most common cancer for women, and it is second most common cancer for taking their lives too,
really?
In U.S. So it's genuine fear. It's not based on something non-existent. And that's why this whole, focus on detecting, finding, and taking care of it is there.
Second, I mean, you just gave this, somehow just swept over me. It's the second largest to take women's lives in the United States, and it's the second
most common cancer in U.S. After skin cancer is the first one, breast cancer is second.
I thought it was lung cancer.
Lung cancer is the number one in mortality, okay, taking lives, and second is breast cancer for women.
It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
Especially when, if it's detected,
it can make all the difference there.
Okay, so what do women do? How can a woman start the process of having her breast examined, x-rayed, mammogrammed, MRI'd, all the
I'll take it from your first sentence. Okay. What do women do? Let's start there. Because there are many things they can do to help themselves, and starting with lifestyle changes. I mean, there are lifestyle changes and there are genetic inherited factors or environmental factors. We will go into those a little later. But lifestyle changes we all can do for ourselves. Healthy weight, more and more data is coming into picture now that healthy weight actually helps them prevent it. It reduces your risk. So maintaining healthy weight throughout the life is very important.
So obesity then
is a detrimental factor.
Okay, all right.
Number two is, decreasing alcohol intake to minimum, and avoiding smoking completely,
mm-hmm,
as well as avoiding pesticides, environmental chemicals, all those things help you. Those are what we can do within our grasp. What the factors which are beyond us, but we still have to know about them, is learning about our own family's genetic history. Knowing that if there are two or more women in your family who have had breast, ovarian, cancer, especially if somebody has less than 50 years of age, then you become a high risk for getting breast cancer. And in that situation, go and talk to your doctor. Have them get you tested for genetic predisposition to this cancer or other cancers for that
and they
matter.
And they can do that. You can take a test that says, okay, you have a genetic predisposition for this.
That's right.
What happens if they say that?
Then you become a high-risk person. And then the screening parameters change a bit as compared to the general population. For example, for general population, we go anybody above less than 40 years of age. Every 2 to 3 years, a mammogram is recommended above between 20 to 40 years. More than 40 years, we have yearly mammograms recommended. And like Linda was mentioning, there is some discussion going on. It's about doing it every 2 years versus every 1 year. And some papers came out with 2 years. Some are 1 year, and there is a lot of talk going on about it. But as of now, we still are doing yearly mammograms because there's no final word out yet.
Okay.
And it's better to err on the side of caution.
All right. So
it's somewhat to do with the cost also, the insurance cost.
Oh, here we go. I was wondering when that was coming out.
Yeah. No. That's an issue too, a little bit.
Okay. Well,
as well as radiation exposure from mammograms.
Okay.
So we both have to be taken care and taken into account here.
All right, so let's talk about, I know this is, you know, I mean, we're talking about early detection of breast cancer, okay? So we know that it must be important enough that it's the whole country goes pink, okay? So the other day I'm having a conversation with my girlfriend about something about, did you hear about the study of women who have dense breasts? Now, what does that mean? Can you tell our listeners? Because, you know, every man is affected as well as a woman. If you somewhere in your family, and then we'll go on to the men who possibly will have, like, need to have a mammogram.
Sure.
But let's talk about dense breasts. And it's not a funny subject matter. This is about a tissue, certain tissues that maybe your body has, right?
Absolutely, Linda. So it's like you just said in your first sentence, cancer affects not individual, it affects families. It affects each and every one of us in one way or the other, whether we realize it or we don't. So we have to pay attention to cancer. So going with the idea of this dense breast cake comes about during screening. So, like I mentioned, the screening protocol for the women, young women, and sometimes what they find is the younger the women, they have more dense tissue in their breasts. And doing mammogram, sometimes because of the density, mammogram is not able to pick up, or they are not clear, or they say something which they are not sure about. In that situation, they need to do further testing on those patients with an MRI or ultrasound to help figure out what they're seeing is what they're seeing. So that is why younger women, this another confusing issue about doing mammograms, instead of mammograms, doing MRIs on them, which is more expensive, is also an issue. Mm-hmm. But it's certain situation, it needs to be done, especially women with high-risk family history, and they are much younger, in their 30s, let's say. Mm-hmm. In those situations, mammogram does not help as much because it blurs the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Does this mean then that, a young woman who has a family risk and she has dense breast, that she would come in and you would say, okay, you need an MRI, and then the insurance company needs to?
As of now, we still have to go through mammogram first, and if the mammogram finds that they're not able to, detect properly or diagnose properly, mm-hmm. in that situation, we refer them to do ultrasound or MRI.
Okay, and then the insurance companies okay that.
They should okay. Most of the time they do, but sometimes there are issues.
How about the 3D? There's a 3D mammogram that is
Digital mammogram and 3D mammograms, they are the ones we are using more. The straight X-ray, like plain mammograms, are no longer used, but some of the places they are still being used. At least it's better than nothing. I mean, it helps detect.
Okay.
When we're going then back, is that it starts first with self-examinations. I think I read someplace that those don't do that much anymore.
This is a changing field also. In breast self-examination, we were earlier advising all our patients who have cancer and who were in that age group to do breast self-examination at least once a month. That was our earlier guidelines. But in last few years, there is more. They are coming up with some studies saying it doesn't help much, and so it's not should not be recommended as a like monthly order kind of a doctor's order. But I still advise all women to get the feel for their breasts. They should know what their breast topography actually feels like by repeatedly. Palpating and knowing, because there is no other person except the patient who would know. I can guarantee you it's going to be the patient who would know any change first, then even their doctors. So doing this in two different positions, I mean, we teach them, I teach them in my office how to examine themselves and learn about their own breast. Learning is the key here. Once you know what is normal for you and any different, any new change that comes about, you will be the first one to go and say, okay, doctor, check me out.
Are there classes out there to show women how to do this?
I'm sure there are. I mean, they're not much here in Reading, but I do teach my patients in my office to learn to do self-breast exam themselves.
So before we take a break, so then you go to your regular doctor who then tells you to get the mammogram. And then after the mammogram, if it comes back and it's normal, there's no reason to see you. You're the oncologist that happens if there's a problem with the x-ray.
That's true. Usually breast mammograms are ordered by the primary doctor of the patients, and they go and get their scans done. If they're all normal, they go back to their primary doctors, and they keep following their primary doctor. I don't come into picture. The only place I come into picture is once they are detected. Once you're diagnosed, they do a biopsy, and they say, yes, you have a cancer. Then I always say it's always good idea to have an oncologist on board, that is your cancer doctor on board, because they can take care of you in all aspects. Because cancer care does not only involve what I do. It involves radiation. It involves surgery. But you need somebody to coordinate that care for you and, you know, guide you through the whole process of taking care of cancer.
Okay, let's
and make the choices.
Let's take a break now on that. And our guest, Dr. Primula Dhanuka, who is oncologist, the only woman oncologist in Reading, here
at Pace
Cancer Center. And we're talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and how, you know, things have changed over the years, that things that are treatments or things that women did that was held to be, oh, we do this all the time. We're finding out that's changed as time's gone on, including the breast exam. However, you encourage women to do it because they are usually, you know, if you understand and know how your body feels, in this case your breast, you're going to notice it well before anybody else
does.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it has been an honor for me to serve on the Reading City Council these last 8 years. The future of Reading is bright. We still have many serious issues facing us as we move forward. Issues like pension reform, roads, water, and above all, the rising crime rate in the city of Reading. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is 8:34 in the morning, 67.2 degrees out there. It's going to go up in the 90s today. It's going to be a beautiful day, of course, and it's starting to cool off a little bit. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue across from the subway there. DC Tim Logan, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. You know, man's last stronghold. I don't use that term easily, man's last stronghold. I mean, you go in there, you can send a 15-year-old in there, and he comes out, his voice has changed. Okay? That's just the way it is right there. Yeah. Cypress Square Barbershop.
I got to send my son there.
I have a quick story.
Oh, really?
Well, she says, I'm going to send my son there.
No,
that's right.
She said,
he comes back. He's gained 20 pounds of muscle, and he has a concealed carry license. You know what? You can't ask for more than that, Doc.
Quick story. I went there Friday.
Yeah, I got your haircut. I noticed.
And a young lady came in. Early 20s, something very, very dark. And she asked for a guy's haircut. And the atmosphere of the place was DC got the guy with all the tattoos. Is that
DC? Yeah. No. That's Tim.
That's
DC.
Tim. Okay.
DC is the dad. Tim's the older son.
Guy. Yeah.
And then Logan.
So Tim got her in the chair, and he's it was amusing that he gave her a great haircut. She was very happy with it, but there was this, well, we only do guys' cuts here. She goes, that's what I want. And he's like, okay.
I wish I could have been there. Yeah. I wish somebody would have called me. I would have run down there with a camera and just
to get the face.
Hey, Tim, understand
just
you're
to
doing
get the look.
So Tim's doing hairstyling now, huh, Tim? I heard about that. It's world news.
He did
now.
An excellent job on her, by the way.
It's a great place. And if you're a girl and you want a guy's haircut, head on down there. There is no styling there, though. The only kind of styling gel you have there is butch wax. So, okay.
Welcome back to the show on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Pamela DeNuga, who is our female oncologist here, the only female oncologist in Reading. And we're talking about early detection and what it is. It's this, you know, Think Pink Month. Can we switch gears a little bit here, literally, and talk about do men ever get in their checkups where a doctor will say you need to get a mammogram?
1% of all detected breast cancers are men-related breast cancers. So there is definitely evidence that they do get it.
Okay. Okay.
We don't screen them as much on a regular basis. We only go by their symptoms, and sometimes if somebody's complaining, pain, swelling, changes in the breast, then we do examine them and look at it. But not on a regular basis, as we do for women.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, is when you look at a now we're going to go back to when somebody comes to you and they brought to you there and you've indicated that there's an issue with a cancer in the breast. At which point do you say, well, let's treat this with radiation only, or let's do it with chemo and radiation. Can you share that process with us? Is that hard to kind of formulate? Or
no, I mean, like I was mentioning, I only come into picture once you have a diagnosed breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sit down with the patient and start looking at things. There are only three things you can do to a cancer, Linda. Chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. Surgery comes first most of the time. If breast is localized, not spread out, surgery is the first option. Then we may or may not need radiation. That's the second in the progression of staging workup. Staging means how far it's spread, just to put it in a simple word.
Okay.
So we stage, every cancer should be staged completely before even the treatment planning is begun.
Okay.
So as soon as you know a diagnosis of a cancer, the next question should come, how far has it spread? Because it will have an impact on how we are going to treat it. If it's spread already out to different organs, then the treatment is very different than where it is very localized, very much in the place where it started. And staging changes from stage 1 to stage 4. So that's the variation you have to keep in mind while planning treatment for them. So that's when we sit down with them, then we offer all these options available to us. And we say, okay, right now this is your cancer, this is your stage, and this is what the option available in this stage for taking care of this cancer are. So then we plan, okay, how we are going to go about. So general broad overview is that planning comes after we have done the staging work up front.
And how do you find this stage? Where does that fall into? Is it
right after detection of the cancer? The patient should see an oncologist so they can order comprehensive scans on the patient to figure out, sometimes you need whole body scans, though we don't like to use that word very often. But depending on their symptoms and their disease, we do order all those. And then we sit down and assimilate information from that and assign patient stage. So there are four stages of any cancer, most of the time. Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. And stage 1 being the early stage and stage 4 being far advanced. And like I said, treatment is going to be very much dependent on which stage you are. And there is different treatment options available to each stages.
So when you do the body, whatever the scan of the area is, you say, okay, we've got it right here. We can excise this here by going in and cutting. And you do that. You do not do the operation. You're telling the doctor, though, this is what he needs.
Usually a breast surgeon does that.
All right, so he'll go in and do this. But you've done the planning for it and all this. So he does the technical cut.
Yeah, they do the surgery. They investigate the lymph node status before. So that is important to know before we assign what we are going to be doing. So this, there is more details to it, like a sentinel lymph node biopsy and all that. But I think this is a little more complicated for.
But what you're doing is, okay, and then from there, and if it looks like you get it all,
because
you caught it early.
That's right.
And then now you just have to watch.
Sometimes, yes. There are some criteria. If patient meets those, then we need to give them additional treatment in the form of radiation or surgery. If somebody is trying to save breasts and does not go through the whole mastectomy and goes through partial mastectomy, which is lumpectomy, then we do need to give radiation it's a mandatory requirement to protect the rest of the breast from having spread from the cancer. So there are a lot of little factors that come into play and to decide what we are going to do with each individual patient. So even though we have all these other things, but ultimately the treatment is tailored for only one patient. Ultimately, it's what that patient needs that we need to let them know.
You see people, very famous people like Angelina Jolie and others who have done a double mastectomy. I think I've asked you this question before.
Let's talk about it.
A double mastectomy because she might get it.
The celebrities sometimes go a little more excessive than a normal population would. But remember I was saying earlier on, there is a high-risk population, some patients who have family history or high-risk history because of personal or family causes.
In those patients, there are several options available to them. They can opt for surgery, like Angelina Jolie
preventive
surgery going for. That's far extreme. But there are other options in the form of you can start early detection for them. That's one. You can start sometime preventive chemotherapy in the form of tamoxifen or raloxifen can be taken in those patients to reduce their risk.
Oh.
And so those are all also options. They're available, but they're not as commercialized or, you know, as Angelina Jolie's double mastectomy is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because, you know, we've kind of forgotten about, you know, it was headline news and, you know, she's now accomplished, you know, she's just extremely accomplished. And
absolutely.
Now there's going to be a fabulous movie coming out in Christmas that mm-hmm. she's, you know, done it direct. She's directed. I think we're all looking forward to a true story.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of get past.
An American hero.
The stuff that, you know, she's done on those levels. But we're talking about early detection, breast cancer awareness month. And with our female oncologist here, Dr. Danuka.
You can't, you know, you get that in there every time.
Well, I just think it's pretty cool. I think it's really cool.
But you are the only, well, the only one in. Right?
Yeah.
And not only that, but.
And to think that you can
your
find.
Your family is dedicated. And I think I can say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Is dedicated to fighting cancer. Your husband, Colonoscopy Center, which, by the way, I'm going to give him a call because it's that time again. I don't know if I would be like you and do it on the air, Linda.
Do it on the air. I talked to Ed before and after. You know,
that was on the air.
All I know is that I felt like the staff, I was in loving hands. They were great. And that's how I feel about the Danukas. And let's talk about that when we get back. What it is to be married and in the same kind of field. Is this what you guys talk about at the table at nighttime?
Sometimes. We do.
We're going to take a break here. Casey and our 1460. You can't win, Carl. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I'm prepared to make Reading the place our community desires and deserves. I'll bring new jobs to Reading, make sure our city is safe, and maintain our infrastructure. I've been endorsed by the Reading Peace Officers Association, Reading Firefighters Association, and the Shasta Builders Exchange. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
Trust, follow through, integrity. These are words voters are using to describe Assemblyman Brian Daly.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Our voice counts with Brian. Our votes count with Brian. He will represent us.
Because of Brian's leadership in the state assembly, he's received a 100% rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian helped pass legislation to support rural schools. And he worked hard to pass a bill that reduces wildfire hazard while putting people back to work in our forests. That's called leadership.
He will do what he says he's going to do.
He's a guy that you can trust every day. He's going to work hard. He's going to work relentlessly hard.
The choice is clear. Send a farmer, a leader with North State common sense values, back to Sacramento. Re-elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
I will vote for Brian Daly.
I'm voting for Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2014.
My name is Mimi Mosley. Growing up, I learned I was responsible for the choices I made. Since moving to Reading, I've seen how my choices can truly make a difference as a small business owner and resident. I'm choosing to vote across party lines to make this important change to our city council. This change will be historic as it betters Reading. I believe Francie Sullivan loves Reading dearly and feels a calling to make the tough changes needed. Francie is always on duty as she encourages small business owners, listens to the concerns of her city, and pushes for a safe Reading. Francie's heart is to launch new jobs as well as bring safety back to our homes. Francie has faithfully managed Reading's resources and commits to continue this hard work. November 4th, the choice is yours, and you are responsible for that choice. I'm choosing to vote for two new city council members to help Francie achieve these goals as we live and work in this great city. My name is Mimi Mosley, and I choose Francie.
I'm Francie Sullivan. I want to make Reading the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council 2014.
Hey, folks, you know where your Swap and Sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales. We just talk about everything. Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and Sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning.
Let's give some love to our sponsors.
Okay. How about Alliance Heating and Air, our friends there? You know, what a great place. It has warranties, guarantees. Martin and his people will come out there and work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on emergencies. It's getting, while it's still hot in the 90s, but it's starting to get cold. Have you had your heating systems checked out? Have the filters changed? Check the duct system? You know, everything you think that you need to do to make sure that you save money. That's right. Save money. Alliance Heating and Air can do that for you. Just give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And we're going to have them come and completely reconstruct our...
Underneath our house.
And they're going to do the work. So we've had a house that's built in the 40s that has been built on three times. Wow. And you've been to the house. So
it's underneath the house.
Underneath the house.
You can't see what goes on, but underneath the house.
There's like a 1940s water heater and pieces.
If somebody wants
parts.
To make $500 just towing away stuff, come on down to the house. We'll let you do it.
So okay. Marty's going to be doing all that and Alliance Heating and Air. So we trust them. They're a business. And another business that we do trust is Crackmaster.
Let me just
talk about them for a second because I want to be able to do a shout out to them. They're on 273 and they do fix cracks and chips up to 24 inches. These are two businesses that we know. Everybody that we read in the morning is the people that we feel that we have a direct connection to. We recommend them. So you can go see Jeff Dunn at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair as well.
That's right. Give him a call at 241-8373. We have a direct contact with the Danuka family, too. Of course, it's via hose. But I'm sorry. It's whatever that thing they use there. It's a camera table. Cable. Okay.
We have more connection than that.
You know what?
We had a connection first, and then we went there. Right. So, as you remember, last year I had a colonoscopy, and I did it on the air before I went out and after, and it felt like nothing ever happened, and I felt in great care with Piyush. And I hope I never have to see you, although I think it's wonderful.
I hope so, too.
You know, in the service.
I hope none of my friends or anybody have to see me, but sometimes
things happen. Right. Okay, well, let's go on back to Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we've talked about the double mastectomies that some people go a little bit far. That's the feeling I get from when you were talking about this. Kind of a little synopsis here is women should still continue their own examinations, breast examinations, and you teach women how to do this.
That's right.
So they get to know their breast, and so they will realize something is changed much sooner than anybody else will, than a doctor or anybody.
Absolutely.
And then there's the mammograms that should be done every year. And if you've got dense breast, once you have the mammogram done, a lot of times then you will have an MRI done so it can look through there. God forbid something is found, then they come to you.
That's right.
And you set up a whole treatment schedule and plan, staging, everything on how you're going to combat this.
That's right.
And then you go through those stages. And there are a variety of things. If somebody has a predisposition from genetically for having breast cancer, you can do things for them. I guess there's treatments, pills or treatments to help their body fight this cancer.
That's right. Early prevention. The options are available to them.
And then men, also 1% of breast cancer patients are men.
That's right.
And this is, a lot of men don't even realize that they can have it. Now, then there's things you can do to help lessen the chances, be in shape, exercise, don't get overweight.
Don't smoke and don't drink too much.
Right.
I want to add a little bit about this hormone therapy. Okay. It's on the vogue right now, and especially in our town here. So
hormone therapy.
Yeah, I mean
natural hormone replacement (HRI).
Yeah, natural hormone replacement or you know synthetic hormone mm-hmm. replacement. What? Because we are all living longer than we ever did before, and to keep up with our bodies, our hormonal status. This is a new thing that's coming out in there, and many people are using it, men and women alike.
Testosterone creams.
That's right.
Yes.
So some of the – I just wanted to point out because this sometimes is an issue and I think it will be very helpful for patients who have a predisposition or who have a breast cancer themselves to understand this. I mean, a little bit there. We all know that estrogen is the culprit in promoting cancer in women. So estrogen is the main actor there and we all try to prevent estrogen levels from going high. In fact, after breast cancer is detected, we want no estrogen, mm-hmm. pretty much. That's the whole point of preventive treatment later on, you know, after the cancer is treated. Some women are getting testosterone nowadays instead of estrogen, and some of the cancer patients also, I'm seeing a lot of that, getting testosterone instead of estrogen. I mean, they do understand that estrogen is a problem, so they don't go for estrogen or estrogen replacement for mood swings or other things, but they are looking at testosterone options. I just want to add here that excessive testosterone replacement in the body, whether men or women, actually both of them, it can convert itself to estrogen.
Oh, wow.
So too much testosterone can convert itself mm-hmm. to estrogen. And because I've read that some places that men are starting to get cancer from so, too much testosterone, which is because of the
that's
estrogen.
That's right. Oh. Prostate cancer can increase with too much testosterone. That's why there is a mandatory screening on patients before even putting them on testosterone. So this is something to a very critical thing to remind, and that you have to be in close supervision of a doctor or physician when you're getting these hormonal replacement therapies or hormone, synthetic hormone therapies, because you don't know when the levels go too high, you will be increasing your risk of something else.
Mm-hmm. So if you're taking that type of hormone, mm-hmm. you need to have your blood tested all the time.
Yeah, they keep the doctors who are giving these therapies, they usually are very good about it and they monitor them closely and keep their levels in a narrow range. But if you go unsupervised and start thinking, I can pick it up from over the counter and do it myself, how big a deal it is, then you're putting yourself at risk.
Now, yeah, thank you for that.
You can test.
I know,
a lot.
But I started thyroid mm-hmm. a couple years back, and my mom had a thyroidectomy, and I was noticing that and I still think my numbers are off. But I go get tested about every 3 to 6 months to see where my levels are, and it seems like they change so much. They're up, they're down, they're up, they're down.
That's right.
But it makes a difference in when I'm feeling leveled and not fatigued, because I get fatigued a lot.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I think it's important, like you said, to get your blood work done, tell you where your numbers are, and the numbers do matter.
It matters, absolutely matters. So that's something to, because these things are available over the counter too.
Really? So like Costco will sell maybe something or maybe a health food supplement.
Yeah. Well, Walmart.
You have to be careful.
We laughed about this during a break, but Walmart has entered the health insurance
That's right.
battles and is now offering health insurance. And you said
we'll soon be sitting in Walmart stores.
That's right.
All the doctors will be in Walmart.
You're going to go in and the gynecology on line 12, on aisle 12, blue light special today.
Oh, I thought it was just insurance. I didn't know doctors were in Walmart.
Well, I think that
that's
you said.
What is coming up too. That's in plans. That's in works. That's what I hear.
That's in works too. Is they have the doctors there? Blue light special. Okay.
Well, we know they have. You can get your eye exam there.
In some states, they already have like a mini urgent care or in the Walmart itself. They already have it.
Really?
I'm sitting here with my mouth open. I can't.
Walmart.
Close your mouth.
Can you imagine?
They sit among the Walmart.
And what it is, and what it said too about Walmart is, it's for people who are having problems with that they don't understand the insurance. And I'm saying, well, so they've targeted everybody in the United States with this one. Anyway, Dr. Primula Dhanuka is our guest. We've been talking breast cancer awareness, and you are so full of great answers that I'm going to put this out on Facebook, and I'm going to tell people to come to today's show in the archives if they haven't been listening, because you've talked about everything here for breast cancer awareness, about treating it, about everything that goes along with it.
Now, early detection.
If people have got a question, can they call your office?
Yeah, they can call my office, make an appointment, and I'll be happy to go over all their queries.
And your phone number there is?
530-247-1425.
I know you never call your office. That was okay. We'll look it up real quick.
They call you.
Yeah. You know, the fact is that breast cancer, and this is the thing that when you and your husband sat here that day, said there's three types of cancer. If we catch it early, we can fight it and beat it. Breast cancer, cervical cancer, and colon cancer.
That's right.
And this is just the first one. We've spent an hour on this. We're going to, in the next month, we'll roll into a different one. And but you have been so forthright. And you've laid out a whole, laid out so much information for people. We sure appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carlton. Thank you, Linga. It's been a pleasure being here.
Well,
thank you.
Okay, and we'll get your husband back on, and I'm going to talk to him about Walmart and insurance, because that'll
thanks
just get
thanks for all
him,
you do for the community him, and just for society.
That's right. You know, you. By the way, the Dhanukas are also supporting that Liberty on the Border at Turtle Bay. Thank you for doing
thank
that.
For
that
doing
is so
that.
Great.
Thank you.
You all do that. Okay, tomorrow the chief of police is on, and when people are saying, hey, how much is being done here in the city of Reading? He has got a two-inch package of stuff saying, this is how we're fighting them. And he says, we're making a lot of progress. So I can't wait to hear that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Despite those U.S.-led airstrikes, Turkey's president says ISIS is on the verge of capturing the Syrian border town of Kobani. The terrorists are using tanks and heavy weapons they looted from army bases in Iraq and Syria. As the U.S. government considers more intense Ebola screening for airline passengers arriving here from Africa, one virus expert is voicing doubts about the plan. Professor John Oxford at London's Queen Mary College.
It has not worked in the past. It's not worked with influenza. It's not worked with SARS, MERS. You know, all you do is cause confusion and upset.
He spoke with Britain's Sky News. The Liberian Ebola patient hospitalized in Dallas remains in critical condition. Texas Health Commissioner Dr. David Lake, he says officials think they've tracked down anyone who might have had contact with the man.
100% of the individuals have been identified. We have 48 individuals that we are watching closely.